Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR, 8:55 on your AM dial, 9:30 every Sunday morning. And bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and good morning there, old Three Trees.
Yeah, morning, Sparrow, yeah, yeah. Woodpecker. Looks like we're a couple of legs short of a quaddie here.
Morning, Camber. Oh, no. Yeah. The Gorilla. Gone, left us high and dry.
They're down the queue, mate.
It's nothing like queue. Going into battle and you look over your shoulder and that's no one's it. There.
Oh, mate, we're heading for a mitigated disaster here, just us two.
Yeah, those two have got something on pressing, so we've had the you're stuck with us, unfortunately. Yeah. So who knows what'll happen?
You're in for a red hot show, let me tell you, mate.
It has been a big week though, hasn't it?
Mate, it hasn't stopped, has it?
It hasn't stopped. What a start with the NRL. You want to watch the NRL for one?
Oh, what a
Sunday.
Even though the storm got beat, it was a fucking good final.
It was awesome. Straight from the, I think there was a trial within the first 4 minutes, wasn't there? And then it just kept going.
Yeah, plenty of action. I mean, like I said, the storm lost, but it was a very good
grand final. It did good with it, better, almost as good as the AFL, the TV ratings.
Yeah.
If not beat it.
I didn't mind the show beforehand.
Yeah, TJ Swims, I thought he was good.
Yeah. Everyone keeps saying he looks like me.
A few wardrobe changes. He's wearing a skirt for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah. Little Gorilla was punting that one to me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, he was good. He's touring, obviously, is he?
Yeah, I think he is,
Watch to see if we can get some tickets. But, it has been a massive week, hasn't it?
Mate, it hasn't stopped, bro.
You know, and with the old, the Shaxter and McCrudden's in court.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with all the bad news going on, it looks like we're having a good win in that. That space, you know, it's just all bullshit trumped up charges, but I think it looks like
it's looking good.
We're going to have a good outcome there.
Because on Thursday, I believe, it was Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, there was another court date. Obviously, this thing's been going on for a long time now.
Oh, years.
And, it got adjourned. It looks like they don't have the proper...
evidence
and stuff that there, and then they have to subpoena certain people from the government and all this here. It's not looking too flash.
And they obviously do not want to be subpoenaed. These people,
and the bloke who's at the centre of all this, the bloke accusing Shax and Crudsey, has actually been convicted of striking a woman.
Yeah, you're kidding me. Yeah,
and violence against women, and he's actually served time himself. Lead detective wrote there was notes that. They were instructed as well by a high-ranking police officer to drag Shax out of bed at 5:30 in the morning.
Make life difficult for his family.
Yeah, when he originally got arrested.
Yeah.
So that's looking like it's coming from the top, which isn't... It's not supposed to be the way these things are meant to work, you know what I mean?
Make life difficult for him.
So, that's not looking good. Obviously, they wanted to disrupt his family and stuff like that, so... Police and the Allan government have a lot to answer for.
And the prosecutors have adjourned this that many times just goes to show they haven't got much on it.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So, I mean, talk about waste of police power and waste
judges, of court judges, time,
all
everything.
This stuff, like, you know what I mean? All over something that's fabricated. You know what I mean? When there's actually legitimate people in there, out there actually doing wrongdoing and stuff.
Doing home invasions and carjacking.
You know what I mean?
The last one I read, they didn't even get bail. They just got summons to appear in court. So they didn't even have to go into the station.
And look, I mean, one of these actual ones got bailed 50 times.
Yeah, there you like, go. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. It's
and we're talking about swearing here.
Swearing on the job, swearing. Basically. That's
but it wasn't even on the job. That's the thing. It was outside of the job.
Yeah. Foul language.
Yeah.
So that's what the world's come to there. But yeah. No, it looks like it's all going to come. Everything will come out. Trump's there, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully but still, even if you win, it doesn't come into account the money, the time,
exactly
the
right.
stress that Shaq's and McCrudden have been through, you know.
And their families.
The effect on their families, you know.
It's just a game to some people.
And it's easy to say, oh, don't worry about it. But when you've got kids and you're down at their sporting, their little ass, their footy, and everyone's bringing it up, I mean, it does affect you.
And I talked to a lot of the Curry boys and that on some of the jobs and that there, and they say people like Shaq's have changed their lives.
I know.
You know what I mean? Out there actually, I never understood black cladding at all. I just thought it was just like this phrase that they were using. I don't know what it was. Like, I thought it was a derogatory term. But then Shaq's actually educated me on it and all that there, and he invited me to some of their Curry meetings and that there to actually hear it from the original bloke, I think, who was the whistleblower on black cladding originally, and he gave his background into about how he was sort of...
It's actually companies like portraying that they're Aboriginal, employing Aboriginals, and they might have one owner who owns 51% of it that just gets a wage, and everyone else gets the profits of the company.
The corporations behind it, you know what I mean, technically.
And the government set everyone up to fail, you know.
You look at all these government, and we've said it before in this show, I suppose we'll say it again. You look at all these government jobs, they want to bang their chest in, we're doing all we can for Indigenous workers. Yeah. None of it, in my eyes, from what I've seen, is actually going to the people.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean?
They buy a crane company and own a crane, and the crane's on the life of the job. So it costs, $1 million just to have that crane there without the dogman and the crew. Yeah. Well, that's $1 million that should have gone to... social procurement.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not going to the people, you're correct, the people who actually need it. And if it wasn't for people like Shaq's advocating these people jobs and that, they're getting them out and get them educated, trained up in skills, a lifelong skill.
Not to mention, he sometimes picks them up, gets them to work, gets them home, like all that stuff.
And then even the great work he did with the Breakfast Club and that, there, getting children all fed in the morning before
schools.
They go to schools and all that. It's
Jackie Lambie to write a little... note on that, you know?
Yeah. I haven't heard her in a while. No. Where's she been?
Oh, I don't
know. Talk about the MIA.
Yeah. She's not happy with us at the moment anyway.
Oh, but who is happy with us? Come on, mate. You know what I mean?
Or John Holland aren't. They're definitely not happy with us.
Yeah, the old BIG were out and, just exercising our powers as safety reps for our members. And,
And the other Jackie got that all wrong, didn't she? Oh,
Jackie Felgate.
Oh,
I tell you what, four union sources. Who's that there, ChatGPT?
Yeah, that's right.
She had no clue what they were saying. At one stage, we'd walked, the BIG had walked everybody off the job. Well, technically, they were just blaming the CFMU.
It was just the CFMU.
They were just blaming the CFMU at one point.
Not
it was actually the BIG, which is the Building Industry Group of Unions.
And they were all genuine safety concerns. And as it was, the project was putting the people in the sheds.
Yeah. So when we talk about what happened on... the Westgate, that was an inadequate emergency response.
Yeah.
And the people weren't actually trained in emergency response. And the project acknowledged that. And
their notes say that they were.
Their notes say that they were. When you read their debriefs and all that, they acknowledge that, it's not adequate at all. So they put the men in the sheds. Then they had to re-educate the men and toolbox them and all and train them into the actual evacuation plan. So no one actually went home. So all this, everyone got marched off the jobs and all this here.
It was safety.
It was illegal industrial action. You know, we actually, as a BIG group of unions, we actually improved the job safety.
Well, that's exactly
you know what
right.
I mean?
Down at the Metro, it was all the air quality. We had a lot of emails coming in through all the unions that people were coming home with itchy eyes and throats. So the air quality was not up to standard there. Yep. They've written a letter saying it wasn't up to standard. So everyone was in the sheds and they've got the appropriate, what do you call it, when you're monitoring down there, and that we've had labourers down there with not sweeping, vacuuming with the appropriate PPE on getting the air quality up to standard so people can go back to work. So
And then actually on, I think it was yesterday, WorkSafe were actually down at the Metro Tunnel,
yeah.
or sorry, the Westgate Tunnel, with the vents in the tunnel that are on and that are blowing the extraction yeah, right. fans out of the stacks, and the decibel levels are too high.
Too high, there you
so
go.
You can only work in a certain at a certain amount of time with a certain amount of decibels.
And then you got to get out of there.
And then you know what I mean. And they put improvement notices on them as well.
Walk on your jackhammer. So they're
genuine safety concerns that are getting brought up. And then someone writes into Jackie Felgan, and I'm just trying to earn a living. They've sent me home. Well, it didn't really actually happen. So
and everyone got paid for the day as well.
And you can tell that
because it was clearly inadequate safety.
100%. Safety is safety. It doesn't matter who you are, what builder you are, where you work on the job, government, union, no matter what, safety covers everything.
I love the way she reads everything off a script too. Nothing's off the cuff with her. She's a bad reader. It's not even her opinion. It's something else.
She is a bad reader. You can tell, like, you know, the fake outrage and all that.
Like, I'm outraged.
Like, she cares one iota about what people get paid and all this here shit. She's just a puppet for people that are trying to push their narrative that the CFMU, the ETU, the plumbers and all that are just sending wages up. No mention of the product.
The female version of Neil Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But they're talk about materials not going through the roof. Right. There's no talk about that. No talk of banks ripping off customers. No talk of telcos and all that. They're ripping off customers. Or energy companies ripping off, you know.
What about all the steel that was meant to be made in Australia, 7% made in Australia? It came from China. We opened the shipping containers and it's full of lead paint.
This is where we're at, you know what I mean? And not that I listen to 3AW anyway. I wouldn't waste the oxygen. Listen to the oxygen thieves talk anyway. Like, but you can't help but ask. People are asking questions. Oh, no. The Westgate's been, you know. Yeah. When there's genuine safety concerns, We're gonna step in.
100%.
You know what I mean?
That's what you're paying your membership for.
You know.
So, and we had some bad news too on a non-EBA job in Avondale Heights.
Yeah, unfortunately, a worker passed away. The details are still coming through. We're still trying to get through it all now. But from what we're led to believe, it was a non-union job, a non-EBA company in the demolition space. And a worker sadly passed away. And once again, there you go. Like. We can all sit and bitch and moan whatever about, you know, all this and that. But when safety is, you know, paramount, when safety's not being taken seriously, this is what happens. There's someone there who's not going home. Surely there was someone that loved him at home.
100%.
You know what I mean? It's not going to get to see him anymore. And that's what we do, isn't it, really?
So exactly right.
You know what I mean?
Which is terrible. Not forget the flow-on effect. It just affects everyone, doesn't it?
Correct.
And we've got the turn of the tickets. It's going gangbusters.
Mate, that's going mental. One weekend.
We're smashing it, but there's still a lot to go.
Exactly. Let's not sit on our laurels.
Yes. We've got a lot to go.
Get the best ticket in town, you know what I mean? And when you think about what you get with it as well.
And, yes, we need the stewards to bring in their updated list of the jobs,
yep.
where they're at, because if I go to your job, then I go to another job, I end up on both lists.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
The stewards need to get that all cleaned up, especially the unfinancial ones, because it comes up showing on your jobs and it means you're not doing your job, exactly, unfortunately.
Right. And we're coming up to the Melbourne Cup weekend, and if you're going away,
travel insurance.
That's what you get with your tickets. Yes,
that's
free.
A very good point. You will not be covered if you're not financial with your travel insurance.
And it's so good. Like, I mean, I know we harp on about it all the time, like, but I'm telling you now, it's to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yes, that's right.
You know what I mean?
And he's almost got an extra week's grace because the stewards meeting got pushed back from this Thursday to next Thursday.
Yep.
There was nothing untoward then. It's just all the exec or coordinators had their meetings on. It was just under the pump. And obviously with John Hollins, the BIG, it's just been a real busy week. So that there was nothing to hide there. So we expect everyone there this Thursday. And with their lists in, up to date. And everyone wearing their camo gear. They want to get a photo with all the camo gear on. So we need everyone to get into the office and get, if you haven't got a t-shirt or a jumper, get in there and grab one so you're ready for the photo. And all that goes to the Camo Foundation.
Yeah, and there's not just, it's all hats and all as well. It's t-shirts.
Not just t-shirts. So, you know what I mean? Get in and grab something.
Get a flag for the wall in your house, whatever. All goes to a great cause.
Great cause, which is very good. We're going to a track, is that correct? And the first track is, what do we got?
Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. the fight.
What a track, eh? That was Get Up, Stand Up.
Campo's doing his best work while he's not here.
Oh, mate, I tell you, the old musical director, he's starting to fuck you.
That's right. That's right. And also, when you come for the stewards meeting at the nurses, there's tram works going on in between our office and their office. So,
So anyone, even anyone just coming to our office, just bear in mind there's a lot of traffic around there at the minute because they're ripping up Elizabeth Street and Victoria Street.
You can't even get down Elizabeth Street at the moment. So if you need to get there, park at the back or whatever.
Yeah, and when you walk into the office, you got to walk the long way around because it's all fenced off.
Your concierge will be there to chauffeur you around.
Murray will piggyback you all the way to the traffic lights if need be.
And then let everyone know how good he was. But yeah, no, that was that. And also, we stopped in at a Pittard job during the week.
Apparently, we got a phone call to the office saying that there was inadequate access and egress on the job. And myself and the Sparrow went down there and, completely met with hostility straight off the bat.
Oh,
weren't interested in going through any of the processes. Was more interested in talking about what he thought our opinions were rather than we're just pointing out the construction code to him and everything that he has to abide. He goes, nah, I don't agree with your opinion and all this. So,
He had his own WorkSafe advisor.
He had his own WorkSafe advisor, which was interesting. And then, when we actually got through to WorkSafe, it totally wasn't the case.
Definitely wasn't.
And by the time it was all said and done, the job was shut. They shut the job and went home. So.
But he seems to think you don't need two accesses in and out of a hole.
Yeah.
And
then apparently one of his jobs in Ringwood was had a few safety issues on it. He seems to think it was all down to just sanitary items in the women's toilet. So he obviously doesn't believe in having proper fucking items for people, both male and female, who work on the job. You know what I mean? Obviously, they're doing it on the cheap.
He was the project manager, not even the site manager that came out, wasn't he?
I don't know. He said he was the owner. They all say that they're
not. He had to take off. Well, he might have been. He was driving a nice Silverado with bullet stickers all over it.
He was doing all right. He looked like he was doing all right.
He had to race home because it was his wife's birthday.
For good on him.
Didn't worry about the men in the hole for no access.
Don't worry about if someone gets hurt in the job. That's all good. But they've been up to it for years, haven't they, really?
But that is Pittard's kind of thing.
Sending companies broke.
He has a bit of a history of doing that. Sends them broke, then puts them on his books, and they all think he's a great bloke,
Doesn't pay EBA rates and all this here.
Living away from home lounge, he just rents a couple of joints and puts them all in that. They don't get living away. They don't get anything.
He's worth squeeze-ins.
Yeah.
Squeeze-ins, mate. You know what I mean? But, so he's getting an extra bit of attention because, at the end of the day, if people ring the office and tell us there's issues on the job, we're following up on
them. We've got to get out there.
You know what I mean? That's just what our
And
goal
as
is.
It was, there's genuine issues on that job. Yeah. And they're rectified now, so the job was better for us turning out there. And what else? Oh, the clutters. 3DC.
It's just turning into a mess. But you're getting a bit of traction. They're getting it all back, aren't you, brother?
Well, they're all ringing in. Yeah, they all want EBAs now, which is a positive.
Oh, that's it.
But
I think after the old, they're like, oh, you have to give us an EBA. I don't think you understand. We don't have to give you anything.
We don't have to give you an EBA, and especially if you're doing the wrong thing. And as it is, we're under administration too. If you've gone under two or three times, you get set. We send your credentials away to a third party, and if it comes back with red flags, we can't give you an EBA. You know?
So if you've passed where you don't pay the blokes, entitlements, whatever, you go broke and you don't pay the compliances and all that there, you ain't just getting another startup.
No, it's not just the different company,
name,
off we trot.
You know what I mean?
Which is the way it should be.
100%.
And the clutters. The clutters, it has to be waged carpenters, not just... anyone off the street. And cladding is a big thing. It's all your waterproofing and all that
massive.
Too. So if you're taking it on, you want to know what you're doing.
And you look at all these, and all the builders should be well aware, because at the end of the day, when all these people are going broke, they're fitting the bill for it.
Exactly right.
You know
and they've got to do their warranty for 7 years. And when it comes to doing the water test, the job will just fail.
It's one of those things, you need absolutely, it's a skilled trade.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just an IKEA flat pack put together. Do you know what I mean? It's a skilled trade.
That's right.
Anyway.
So that we're getting through that, and everyone wants an EBA at the minute, but you're not guaranteed to get one just because you want one.
There is no guarantees in this game, tell you that,
man. The guarantees is they'll try ripping them off. And also myself and Gorilla, we've been spending a bit of time down the training unit. It's all going pretty well. But the main thing is we need the classroom's filled. You know, they need to be filled. If you put your name down, it's almost getting to the stage where you're going to have to put a deposit down, because if you don't turn up, the classes don't get filled. I don't know what we're going to do, but that's just something getting floating around. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, because the best part about our training is it is free. But we need you, if you're there, if you book down for a class, to fill the class. Because classes, say, don't quote me, but say they need 10 or 12 to run the class.
Yeah.
They get those numbers and only 5 or 6 are rolling up.
Yeah, nah, come on.
You know?
And at the end of the day, and I talked to a lot of the people this year, because it is a bit slow in some sectors and that there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you got downtime, you've got your ankle length, you get your booking. Long service, like you shouldn't be dipping into all of it, but if you've got your, you can get down there and do some training,
yeah,
get yourself more employable.
And it is a lot easier now. You can get on to the app, the CFMU app, go to the training, and you can see what courses are available and book in there, and then once you click it, you're booked in, you're done.
And the training down there is the best training you can get. It's actually recognised all over the world.
That's right. So we're going to have to go, we're going to go push on the bosses to get all the training done there. Like, and the likes of IND and all that, they should be sending them all there.
100%, you know? Mate. 1,000,000%.
All the builders, send them down there. It's IncoLink, you're not paying for it. Yeah, you might lose a worker for a day or so, but the training's better, and your workers are better for it.
Exactly right. And you're getting the skills to actually go out there and do the task safely. Not these fly-by-night joints that just tick and flick you. Oh, yeah, no worries, you turned up and paid, so I'm giving you a ticket.
That's the last thing you want. Oh, you know? And then they're jumping in a boom, a scissor, or an alley mat.
And then something happens, you got to retrieve them, you're just like, oh.
Well, it might not be them, it could be the people around them that are getting
exactly
hurt.
Exactly right.
You
know? And that's where all these workplace manslaughter laws all come in, because if you're a high-risk ticket holder, it all comes on you.
How many times
you wanna
do we push that?
Oh, mate.
You're the one with the high-risk ticket. If it's not right, say no.
Exactly right.
Because you're the ones that get dragged through the court now.
Exactly right. And that's why it's proper training is very, I mean, we harp on it, but it's if we're trying to sell them something, but at the end of the day, it's free. And if you're getting the best training you can get to do the job, we're giving you the tools you need to get that qualification or
and
whatever
it
is.
And if it's not right, you don't want to do it, grab your steward or your HSR on the quiet, and they'll come around the corner and say, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly
and pull it up. You know, which is what happened with the poor bloke that died, remember, in Canberra, moving there. He didn't want to move the generator with the
Franer. He
come in at night, got pressured to do it, and the doggy ended up dead.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're going for the drive. That's still going on. What's that, 4 or 5 years down the track?
A long time, yeah.
You know?
And it's...
And if you think your boss or the builder is going to back you, you're kidding yourself.
No one ever got hurt by stopping.
No
Just
way.
Just stop. Take a bit of stock, whatever.
Yeah.
Then the death we just spoke about earlier on, like, I'm not too sure the circumstances around that.
Every injury,
but most
can be prevented.
Could have been avoided.
Yeah.
It's like anything. Even though the stuff on the Westgate Tunnel, Jackie Felger can sit and whinge about, oh, it's about a stupid evacuation.
Yeah.
If there's a fire in that tunnel,
that's right. That's right. I'm pretty sure she knows how to get out of her studio if something goes
exactly
wrong.
Exactly right.
You know?
The same evacuations that every place and every workplace have.
Because you're a construction worker, it's, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about us. Keep going. Because we're blue-collar workers.
Yeah. She'd be one of the ones that thinks we should get paid bugger all, too.
Yeah. Tell you what, listening to her, she should get paid nothing, to be honest with you.
IND, you've had a few incidences with the big push coming on. This is the bad time of the year too. We've got Melbourne Cup coming up, then Christmas. They want to push, especially if the job's coming up to the end. They want their PC and all the blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not our fault, is it?
No, it's not. They all think the world's going to end when it gets to Christmas breakup. Oh, no, we don't pour by here. We don't get to this. We understand sometimes the time frames are short and the programs are short, but that's not our problem.
That's not it. We don't sign the program.
We don't sign the program. We just come and do the job.
Exactly right. And it's just the same old thing. Yeah. Push. And the bosses love going straight for an RDO.
Yeah.
But mind you, most people are walking out the gate at 3 o'clock. They're not working till 5:30 with the hours. They might get an extra hour on a Saturday here or then, but no, they ring up straight for their RDO, you know. Which we pay for.
It's our RDO.
Pay
for
you've worked those hours. It's just been put aside for you.
It doesn't mean they're, we're giving you an RDO. But that particular incident in that R&D job, it was to do precast. They're installing a precast panel. The panel was put in safely.
Yep.
They've gone to burke the bar up.
Which everyone's
the panel
done
up,
in the past.
Just to do put another packer in. Yep. The corner of the panel is let go when it's come down and degloved them a bit.
Ugh.
It's pretty bad, but at the minute... It looks like plastic surgery and a little bit of skin graft and there, and it should be salvaged. So it's the best scenario for what could have been. He could have lost his finger, but you know what? Take it on note and go forward. So we go to Scallywags?
Yeah, we better get the Scallywags. Obviously, we've got John Hollins.
They have to be from
standard.
Right?
across the country, not just in Victoria.
Yeah, 100%.
And Pitta, just blatant disregard for safety, everything.
Calling the jacks on people.
No drinking water down in the joint. Nothing, you know.
Who are you going for?
I'd love to go for Pitta because he's a pain in the ass, but yeah. John Holland, they're countrywide, aren't they?
John Holland's. Give it to John Holland.
John Holland and Suki, walk up start.
Has to be Felgate.
Jackie Felgate.
Jackie A, 3AW Felgate. Jackie, yeah. I've got four union sources who don't know nothing, Felgate.
That's it.
Yeah, she's the winner of the Suki Lala.
So that's it.
All done.
We've got another track to cut to.
And
obviously we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out with
something else.
Well, the old spare tire, it ain't what it used to be, ain't what it used to be, ain't what it used to be. You can't even tell where the retread used to be many long years ago.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.